Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 257 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Today's show is about gender roles in different cultures. We are talking about what life is like as a man or a woman. And we apologize in advance for this old school binary perspective. But even with this reduction, we heard some very surprising differences from our interviewees. Have you ever been the victim of inequality because of your gender? Have you ever wanted to change gender? Are there any predominant views on gender in your culture which you would like to change? If you had a wish, what would you change? Well, in today's episode, we interview students from three different countries about gender roles in their cultures and how those may differ from the views they are confronted with here in Germany. Our first guest is Hala Tabib from Jordan, currently doing an internship in Germany. Our second guest, Zotne Kalichava from Georgia, and our third guest, Kavya Lingasamy from India, are both exchange students at Rhein Ahr Campus. In our first category, Absolutely Cooking, Hala talks about women's rights in Jordan in everything from work, education, and the military. She also questions a number of stereotypes, reminding us that women can be as ruthless as men and that men can be as nurturing as women.
Met a lot of women, and some of us are ruthless. I've seen men have more nurturing qualities than some of the women I know.
In our second category, Absolutely Traditional, Zotne explains how Georgia has changed its culture away from the Soviet Union values since his parents' generation. And he shares some areas where women might actually have a competitive advantage in the modern-day work culture in Georgia. For example, in public relations or in negotiations.
In Georgia, it's really trendy. You can find a lot of women who works in the negotiation field or in the public relationship field.
Finally, in our last category, Absolutely Arranged, Kavya explains the expectations of men and women in the workforce, but also in the world of romance and marriage in India. So, for example, dating seems to be something which is not acceptable in many parts of India.
Is not a good thing in India. If we hear somebody's dating somebody, she's not a girl with a good character.
So let us start with the show. Of course, our guests on the show all have a good character. Hala is an exchange student from Jordan who studied a semester at Rhein Ahr Campus and will soon begin working for a German company just across the River Rhine. She discusses the impact of religion, social media, and how differently both countries deal with marriage, dating, or even ordinary friendships between men and women. So in our first category, Absolutely Cooking, our editor Calvin asked Hala if she sees different cultural gender roles in Germany and Jordan.
I'm going to start by something that was honestly shocking to me. The fact that men cook here, because I live now with a host family and I see the woman's husband cleaning all the time and he makes dinner. And wow, really? I think I've been alive for 22 years now. My dad has never cleaned anything. And whenever he went into the kitchen, it would have been a disaster. That was very weird to me. Like, really? Cook and clean? Wow. Guys back home try to, but they usually fail at it. And then when they do that, it's like they think they deserve recognition for me to get up and clap for them and cheer them on. I'm like, wow, you guys did something amazing.
And so why do men make better soldiers than women?
I think that just goes back to who's deciding on it. And I think it's always been men who are deciding on it.
Do you really think women could shoot someone? Aren't they too nurturing or something like this?
Honey, I've met a lot of women, and some of us are ruthless. I've seen men have more nurturing qualities than some of the women I know.
So let's say you worked in a company and you had to negotiate with an Arab company. Would you send a woman to negotiate with them?
It depends on the woman and her abilities. And I'm ashamed to say that. It depends if she's pretty or not as well. That counts as a factor. It can go in two ways. They can respond better because she's pretty, or they can take her as like a laughing stock because she's pretty. The other party won't be as willing to listen as if they saw a man. Mostly women in the workplace have to be more hostile and more aggressive in their decisions and in their business moves.
So you're a very good cook and your boyfriend is very good at repairing bicycles. Why should you change roles just to look more politically correct on Instagram?
I can't repair a bike. I can't repair a car. I can't do a lot of handiwork. I would just never learned it. And that's okay. It's not because I'm a woman. It's because I was never interested. I never tried to learn it. And if my boyfriend wants to paint nails and, do a manicure, he can do it. He's interested in it. He can do it. He has the abilities. Why not?
And what happened if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend and you moved in with them before you were married?
That's not a thing. It's not acceptable because it's a religious country. And by religion, you're not allowed to live with someone without marriage. And no one does that. I've never heard of anyone who lived with their boyfriend before they were married.
And so let's say you have a friend, he is male and you're the same age and you're only friends. Would it be acceptable to spend time alone with him or go out and have lunch with him? Or would people see this as a possibly romantic thing?
The more money you have, the more acceptable relationships between females and males are. In less fortunate areas of the country, it's not accepted. It's not accepted to be even talking to a guy, let alone go out and have lunch with
him. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Talking to a guy. Yeah, that much. But in other parts, like in the capital, and I would say in my hometown, it was okay for us to do that.
Would it be acceptable to bring a male friend home and like, just hang out in your room?
No. No, no one does that, actually.
And what about now, though? Like, you're 22?
Yeah, I'm 22.
So, like, could you do that now when you go home, now that you're an adult?
To bring a guy over and hang out in my room? No.
What do you see for the future of Jordan or the Middle East in terms of gender roles?
The better women's rights get, the less pressure they would be on men.
This is bad for men as well, you think?
Of course it is. If you just act like females are weak, small victims, that means that men have to be stronger and bigger, and you can't just put that kind of pressure on people.
Forgive me for saying this, but it doesn't seem like a nice place to be a woman. Do you feel like you've escaped, like coming to Germany?
Things like that happen everywhere in the world. I did not come from a very oppressed environment because it's a classist society and every class has its own set of
rules
for each gender or something like that, you'd say. So feeling like I escaped, no, I did not escape. But maybe to other people, yeah, it would be a great change of pace. I've met a lot of people here. I felt like when people knew I'm from the Middle East, they started patronizing me, as if coming from there is, like you said, escaping and coming to the holy magical land of Europe. And they like talk to me like as if I was less. I just want to add, a lot of people consider that coming from a place where religion is very strong and people really believe in it means that you're backwards in more ways than one. And that's like shaming a person for believing in something.
I think Hala has a good point here. Maybe in some cultures we attribute gender inequality too easily and too quickly to religion and do not acknowledge that it has just been a convenient privilege for men for hundreds of years. You're listening to Absolutely Intercultural about different gender roles in different cultures. In our next part, Kelvin interviewed Sotna from Georgia in Eastern Europe to get a male perspective on this issue, showing the cultural struggle between tradition and change right now in his country. So, Category 2, absolutely traditional, and a different perspective on men who like cooking, but also on women who might use flirting as a strategy in business negotiations.
I'm a good cooker, you know. I can cook very well. I think that it's the same. The historical, we can take the historical retrospect. For example, the woman was the main part in the home and they could cook very well. But if we see the statistics and the chefs of the kitchen, the most is the men.
Why do you think it's not common that women serve on the front line, say in the military?
Because of physical, they are stronger physically and not the women. So I think it's one reason. And second reason, maybe it's about the trust. The person does not trust the woman much more men. So in this case, they didn't put the women in the front line.
Is it also because when, say, the bombs are falling, the women would be more emotional and panic or something like this?
I know the man who is really emotional and I know the woman who is not emotional. For example, my sister can be like a coldest person and against some bad situation, she can manage their feelings.
Would you send a woman to do a business negotiation in Georgia?
In PR or negotiation, the mostly case the woman works in this place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Women are employed. There is a question. Why the managers give the job for women? I think they can control the emotions during the negotiation. In this case, the woman has more power.
Oh,
and
okay.
In Georgia, it's really trendy. You can find a lot of women who works in the negotiation field or in the public relationship field. They are more easygoing. They also, the women can flirt.
So
in negotiation, I think the flirting is one of the technique.
Okay.
So in this case, the woman can flirt.
Okay. So they're almost using sexual charm as a kind of business weapon in that sense.
Yes. Yes.
If you called your parents and said, hey, I have a German girlfriend, what would their reaction be?
I think it will be a little bit strict because they are expecting from me the Georgian girlfriend.
Ah, okay.
To be honest, the first reaction will be...
It'll be a difficult phone call.
We'll be strict, yeah.
Ah, okay. And in terms of homosexuality, is this something that's very shameful? If someone's gay, are they very open about it?
This is one direction which really needs to improvement and development in Georgia. The situation in this case is really bad in Georgia. So the society does not accept them. If you have different direction or different style of your life, it's your choice, yes. But the society does not allow them. And in every case, LGBT society need to be hidden.
If you went to your parents and said, hey mom, hey dad, I'm gay, what would their reaction be?
This is the second sentence which I have never thought about it. I think that they would not have great and even good reaction. As I say, my parents grew up in Soviet Union period. So in this case, this influence is really much, in Georgia.
Where do you see Georgia going in the future in relation to gender roles and things like this?
Hopefully it goes well and continue development because I don't want to say that Georgia should be like German or should be like America. So we are Georgia, we have our own traditions, we have our own cultures. We should need develop it. We will develop it and we will be developing the Georgian culture.
Georgia needs to move forward, but moving forward doesn't mean becoming exactly like West.
Yes,
so it has to make its own version.
West is the direction, but in this direction you are making your own steps. So in this case, you should be who you are. But what I want to wish is that we all should be the tolerant to each other. In this case, we can sit in one table, we can discuss, we can say our own arguments, and we can take the one great solution. What we need is to be more tolerant, to be more human in this case, and we will have our own roles.
You are listening to Absolutely Intercultural about gender roles across the world. It is refreshing to hear how well young Georgians understand the balance act between preserving traditions and integrating influences from other countries. Perhaps you have first-hand experiences with such developments in your own cultures and could share them with us? Please feel free. In our third category, Absolutely Arranged, Kavya from India explains how women are entering the workforce in India in much greater numbers than in previous generations. However, the family attitudes to romantic dating and relationships have stayed pretty traditional.
Even if I take my family, my mother, she is not willing to go for a job, even though she is educated, because she has to look after her children. But if it is in my case, I am doing my master's. Even before master's, I have been in a job. And this is the difference what I see from the older generation and my generation. Family is equally important to my career.
Why do you think most cleaners and maids are women?
Women cannot be regular to the job. Maybe they have some personal reasons or family constraint to take leave. But they cannot be in the job where they get high salary. Whichever job they easily get, women goes into that. But man does not do that. Man just search for the job which is more satisfiable for himself. He goes for those jobs. But woman is not like that. She fits into any job which makes her livelihood.
Have you ever been in a situation where you feel like you were treated unfairly or treated differently because you're a woman and not a man?
Nowadays, in case of men, it is little changed. Like they can roam around 10 or 11 at night. But women, if it is like 7 o'clock, we are not supposed to go out. This is the major thing we see as a difference between men and women. I even face that. Even in my house, she must not go after 7. If I go with family, it is better. If I go alone, it's not better. Before I go out, I usually ask permission to my parents, like I will be returning by this time. And they'll be telling me like, please be safe and come before 7 or 6.
What do you feel about women fighting in war?
If I have strength and if I have the physical power and I have the mental power to fight in a war, yes, I can be allowed, and there is no issues on that. If I'm not willing to go, I may not go for that.
Okay.
I don't find any differences between men and women.
What reason do you think women might be excluded?
I think only it is of physical weakness, maybe. If you see men and women, and women will be more stronger than men, because women used to take decision for their family, for their children, and for their career even, because they have more thinking power than men, because men only concentrates only on his career rather than his family.
Okay, so what would happen if you told your family, I'm never getting married? How would your parents react?
And it's an Indian custom, like every woman must be married. If I tell them, they will be shocking and they will try to change my mind to get married to somebody else. And as a woman, I should think from their point, they may be correct and they may think to make me better in my future. So they may be getting some person as my companion in future. So I mostly will go with my parents.
Do you usually have a boyfriend before you get married?
Like dating, it is not a good thing in India. If we hear somebody dating somebody, she's not a girl with a good character. Like we have a custom in India that one woman and one man. One man should marry one woman and one woman must have only one man in their entire life. So this is the conceptual idea we have in India.
Is it common to have a friend who's a man, and is it okay to just spend time alone together?
Yeah, it happens. If I feel comfortable with them, it was like before, like one man and one woman go together. They are like girlfriends and boyfriends.
They must be in love or something.
It's like before, and it is not the case now. If I feel comfortable with them, if I feel comfortable sharing my things with them, and he's comfortable with me.
Is it possible for two people of the same gender to be married in India?
Oh, it's not common. Like I have never heard of these cases in India. In some of the metropolitan cities, the LGBT communities are growing now.
And so what do you see happening in India? What are some of the big changes you see going to happen?
Women are entering into the career just in the past 10 years. And maybe in future, they will replace the men in that big position.
Well, we heard some surprising facts. It almost sounds like somehow in India and Jordan, women have asserted themselves into the workplace on an equal standing with men, even if they seem to be less represented in important positions. However, in their private, modern lives, this seems to be quite different. Take the dating culture, which seemed much less common in both the Middle East and India than it is, for example, in the US, in Germany, or in Australia. Likewise, both Zottner and Kavya said their countries need to continue developing. But developing should not mean becoming like Western countries. And I'm sure that after their semesters abroad, these two will help their own countries find a good balance. I hope you enjoyed today's show and will ask yourself, is there anything about gender differences that should be changed in my own culture? Maybe you also have experienced stereotypes or disadvantages because of your own gender. Is there still room for improvement in your own countries? And can you personally contribute to this process? I would like to thank our interviewer and chief editor for this show, Calvin Mitchell, and our editors, Alina, Georgie, and Kittivan. Thank you to all our guests and listeners who joined us for today's show. Please share your points of view with us and what you think about gender roles in your own culture. On our webpage, absolutely-intercultural.com, you can get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that we are also on Apple Podcasts? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show is coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 1st of January 2021. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.